Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. And let me be the one to say to you, why not recognize it and love what you're seeing? Looking in your mirror, reflect on where you've been and where you're going to, and love your reflection. Today was an amazing day so far. I had it off of work, and I can't remember the last day I had off of work where I haven't had to do anything. So being able to just not do anything was very nice. When you work as much as I do, a day off is like a dream. Being able to sleep in the bed and not have to get up at like 6 something in the morning and take a shower and do all the stuff that goes with going into the office. It was definitely a dream. I'm looking forward to having tomorrow off too. I just get so busy in my work life and my career that I forget I have a life outside of that. And sometimes that's difficult. But today is another day and another opportunity for us to recognize our star powers. We have so much to talk about today, especially when it comes to No Media Allowed. There's so much to get into. But to begin, we're going to discuss ways we can love ourselves by looking in the mirror and reflecting on where we've been and where we're going. We're reflecting on what's next in our life on our journey together, right? We are stars. We do have star power, and the world is ours for the taking. Meaning, why don't we make the world a better place and smile and be nice to each other and be kind? Why can't we be proud of our home countries, where we came from, our family members, and what started us, right? There's a lot of things that will tell you what you're not good at, what you can't do, and I'm here to tell you to ignore all of that. So we begin our mantra by saying to ourselves, yes, we can. We can learn new languages. We can shop at a different store. We can change our hair color. We can change our minds. We can wear different shoes. We can go to a different grocery store. We can buy a new car. We could buy a new house. We could rent instead of buying. And we can have kids or we can adopt them. We can read books or listen to books. We can speak or we can sing or hum or play an instrument. And even if you don't know how to play an instrument, you can learn how to play an instrument. There are so many things you can learn how to do that you might not know how to do right now. And the idea of everything is to say to yourself, yes, I can. Outside of saying yes, I can to yourself, or yes, we can to ourselves, basically we can do anything, we should also be saying to ourselves, we're never going to give up. Because if you love yourself and you love someone else, whoever that might be, how can you give up on them? How can you not persevere through the difficulty to see the good? There's going to be bad news from the doctor sometimes. They might tell you you have diabetes. They might tell you you have cancer. They might tell you you have a brain-eating disease, or they might even tell you you're a zombie. Whatever the case may be at the doctor's office with the bad news that they typically want to give to you, because it kind of feels like sometimes doctors get off on telling you something's wrong. But whatever the situation may be, you can't give up. You can't say to yourself, I'm going to give up because I don't like the news I just got, because it's difficult and I don't want to deal with the difficulty of something, and I only want to deal with a situation when it's good. You can't say that to yourself. How's that going to help you? Is that going to help you? Doubtful. So instead of saying to yourself, I'm going to give up, say to yourself, I'm never going to give up. If you truly do care about yourself and others, why would you want to give up on yourself? Why would you want to be the person that's saying, I don't know if I can do this? Would you want to be that person? I don't think so, right? We should be promoting perseverance. We should be promoting, I can do this. We should be promoting, I'm going to get there someday, some way. We should be promoting, I will accomplish this goal. I will conquer this fear, and I will get to that place I want to be. That's the promotion we should be persevering to. Outside of that is the idea of why not today, because people love to procrastinate and be indecisive, and those are not good things. And I've struggled with indecisiveness and procrastination before in the past, and now I'm coming to the conclusion where I just make decisions and I just live with them, right? Whatever the situation may be, it's just important for me to live with it. Instead of saying all the things that I want to or can't do, I just do it. And that's the idea. Instead of finding a way not to do something, find a way to do it. Don't put off today for tomorrow. Get the dishwasher fixed.
And it's a stretch. And it's
fix the washing machine. Be the difference. That's it. Moving on from the mantra, the daily mantra of the day, the yes you can, never give up, and why not today, let's get to some of these headlines with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because that was anyway. So I did the weekend Monday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday podcast earlier today, and I didn't really go into details about what's happening with politics, but I ran, did send an attack to Israel. And the idea that Israel is supposed to pretend like that didn't happen and they're supposed to allow some sort of ceasefire is insane to me. And like I said earlier, I don't understand how the United States of America is expecting Israel to just get over their troubles and allow Iran to win. Whose side are we on? Like, if Israel is our main friend in the region, shouldn't we be trying to find a way to do things to help them instead of hurt them? I'm not seeing how this successfully helps us. I don't think it does. Hi, Benny. Benny, say hi to everybody on the podcast. They definitely want to say hi to you. I just don't understand how this is going to help anyone, especially the Biden administration. Biden has pretended him and the Department of, like, Justice and the Pentagon and all these idiots running everything, they've pretended like they have everything under control, and in reality they don't have anything under control. The audacity of Chuck Schumer and these idiots in power telling other people they should just fall down and fall back and take it and just accept it is insane, because it's not what happened during 9/11. And we have totally debunked everything that we did for 9/11, because now we just allow anybody to come over the border in the United States of America. No one is vetted. And if they want to do a 9/11.20, it's going to be fairly easy for them to do that, because no one's vetting anybody and no one's asking them any questions. They're all insane. I told you earlier about the fact that they're giving money to illegal aliens instead of Americans. The working class is getting decimated by interest rates and inflation. But we want to support those who aren't supporting us. It's insane. But okay. Honestly, Joe Biden is a complete idiot. If he thinks that siding on the pro-Palestine side is going to save his election while ignoring the opposite side and ignoring Americans and ignoring the values of people that disagree with that, he's sadly mistaken. The thing about these politicians is sometimes they forget that they get elected in and they can get elected out. I know that that's difficult for them to hear, especially progressives, especially Democrats. But that's not a guaranteed seat forever. The idea that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have stayed in those positions forever is a serious problem to me. And at this point, they need to be, like, eradicated and removed, like, entirely. They have these mansions, multiple houses, multiple cars. They've paid off their grandchildren's college debt. They've done all these things. Insider trader, things beyond belief. They convinced a nation of people to take a vaccination that could potentially harm them, cause infertility and a bunch of other problems too. And they don't have anything to show for it. They allowed Dr. Fauci to play around with people's minds, hearts, bodies, and souls during COVID. And they told us we needed to be locked up. They have entirely messed up education for children in a way that is unrecognizable, and I don't think we can fix it. Everything is completely gutted, broken, and desecrated, and just messed up. And this is the Democratic Party. And if you're going to sit there and vote for them, then don't complain about anything. And I say it all the time. If you're not going to rationally look at history, regardless of what country you're from, and look at what the government has done to mess you over, then you're unwilling to be realistic with yourself. And the government is messing over the people in a lot of countries. China, Korea, especially England, the UK, the West. Just, they're insane. The idea of World Health Organization, who exactly does that help? the Bezos crap, all these rich people, they all want allegiance, and nobody wants to answer for anything. It's insane.
So this is a $5 size medium?
They don't want to deal with reality. They want to pretend like Iran is nice. They want to pretend like people won't potentially attack the United States of America because it's not pretty good looking from other countries to take over. America wants to pretend like they're untouchable. And that's not going to work. Why should Christians be silent? Why the government is telling us that God is wrong, but gay and trans and left and right and purple and green and blue is better than us? Why should Christians be silent when they locked down churches during COVID, but they kept open strip clubs, right? They kept open these kind of things, but they closed down the churches. That's what they closed down during COVID. You know what else they closed down during COVID? Schools. So I'm taking one motion away from this. They hate Christianity because Christianity denies them the ability to have a voice because they're insane. And that doesn't have anything to do with logic and reality. These things that they're doing, the things they're trying to promote, these weird, like, things that they're saying. And I'm not saying you can't be gay. I'm not saying you can't marry a woman if you're a woman. I'm not saying you can't do that. But what I am saying is that why can't you do that and then leave me alone if I want to believe in God? That is what I am saying. I am saying you're going after the Spanish or the minority vote, but you're forgetting that predominantly in Spain and southern countries around the world, they're all Catholics. So we're sitting here and we're pretending and we're lying to ourselves and we're pretending like that's the answer. It's not just in the United States of America that they're trying to punish Christians. It's all around the world. These are atheist non-believers. They'd believe in Satan first before they'd believe in God. They want to do all the bad shit they can do and they don't want to pay the piper for it. But that's not how any of this works. I got some bad news for you. There is someone that has done all these things. His name is Jesus Christ, and you don't have to be a believer. You can believe if you want to. You can be whatever religion you want, and that is your right to be that. But while you're being whatever religion you want, then that means I can be whatever religion I want. I'm not the person to tell anybody that they have to follow me, they have to do what I say, they should follow what I'm doing. I've never been that person. I've never been the person that makes somebody do something that makes them uncomfortable. Sometimes it's easy for people to come into the fold and go to church every Sunday, and other times it's not as easy for people to do that because they find it uncomfortable. For me, I find it easy. Once in a while, I'll take a little time off of church, or I won't go every other Sunday or something, but typically I go to church every Sunday. Typically, I'm hands-on and I'm involved in a lot of things at my church and my parish. That's what I like my connection to be with God. Now, that's not a requirement. You don't have to do that. But just because you don't want to do that and you don't want to believe in anything doesn't mean you get to chastise others because they want to. I think there needs to be some sort of understanding between human beings and any person that just because you don't like something doesn't mean I have to care about it. Just because you don't want to do something doesn't mean that has to stop me from what I'm trying to do. That's what the understanding needs to be. And until we get to that point, there's going to be a lot of confusion here, which is kind of weird, honestly, isn't it? I don't know. The war never seems to end because every time one ends, then another one begins. And what happened in Afghanistan was horrible. What's happening now with Israel, what's about to happen with China. Russia is going to decimate Ukraine, and we all know it, but we're going to lie and we're going to stand here and we're going to sit and pretend like Ukraine's going to somehow beat Russia. They're not. It's over, man. Just give them the land they want and shut the fuck up. Why are we continuing this? And I know some people will say, don't you want them to be free? But they're not free. The person in charge of their country is an idiot. And we all know it. So we have to stop lying. Just like in America, we're not free either. that they're not free in China. There's lots of people around the world that aren't free. They're not free in Cuba. They're not free in these countries. We're not free either. Why are we pretending like in Canada everything is cool? It isn't. You're not free in Canada. You are run by an insane government in these places. And I'm including United States of America in that now, because they're insane too. If you're run by an insane government, you're not free. Because they have complete control over everything. That's what I'm saying. You're not free. Everything costs more, and they keep pretending like houses are affordable and the interest rates are going down and inflation's not high and the Fed is acting like everything is going to go the way it's supposed to. You know, every time we get a Democrat in power, whether it be in the House, the Senate, or the White House, they don't know how to do math and they don't know what the hell is going on, and they just continue to mess things up. And honestly, quite honestly, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of you trying to tell me that everything's okay when it isn't. For a normal apartment, and I live in New England, you're looking at paying $1,800 to $2,500 for your rent. And that is before you add on anything else to it. Now, let's say that you have to buy food every week, or you get a meal plan service. So that's $25, and then you start adding, plus cable, plus everything else. That's the normal, right? And that's the cost of a mortgage. No, that's the rent. If you want a mortgage and you don't make over $100,000 a year with a combined salary, you're not getting a house. Because in order to qualify for a $445,000 house, you need to make $100,000 a year. So how's that attainable or affordable to a normal middle class person that doesn't make that? Or maybe they don't have a partner. How are they ever going to be able to afford a home on their salary? They're not. The American dream has been decimated. And instead of them helping Americans, they continue to want to help illegals. If you want to come into this country and you want to succeed, then you should do it the legal way. There's nothing wrong with people coming into the country and going through the steps of becoming American the right way. But if you're not going to do that, then you need to be deported. That just needs to be the option. You either come in the right way or you don't come in at all. That's it. There is no other options. That is it. Will America fall in the fall? If we don't get Joe Biden out of the White House, I am scared to think of what's going to happen to the United States of America. But it's not going to be good. And the world is going to crumble around it. So if Joe Biden is not gone in January of 2025, get ready for the darkness, because it's going to take over everything. And if you think things are bad now, you have no idea what's coming next. You might have seen these like horror movies about the world ending and stuff, but that's not going to do anything to what's really going to happen. It is going to be the scariest shit you've ever seen in your entire life. Because once they turn off everything and the grid is off, it's eat or be eaten. And unless you're strong, and unless you're brave, and unless you have a lot of might and you're fearless, you're going to get eaten. So think about that. Are you ready for people to come take all the shit you have and beat the shit out of you to take your stuff, and there's nothing you can do about it because the cops aren't coming to protect you? There's no one to protect you. That's what's coming if Joe Biden continues to win. It's going to be the animal's paradise. And they love chaos and they love insanity. And there's no room for normalcy. I was listening to a 70s rock station in the car today. And like, it just, listening to the Cranberries and listening to Nirvana and listening to things from the 90s really put me in this mindset of like, I miss normalcy. And I said it to Skip, and I really do. I really miss just having normal days, like normal things, normal TV talk, normal conversations, not living in an insane hellhole. I miss that. But I don't think we're ever getting back to that. I think that's over. They hate the West. They hate We have to pray for the United States and the world. We have to ask Jesus Christ to come here and forgive us for our sins and to please save us. Because if we don't have him save us, no one else is going to. So Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Dear Lord, please come down to the earth and please save all of us. We are in need. We are in desperate need of saving. The governments around the world have lost control and they have caved to greed and insanity and the devil itself. And we need you to come down here and save us from the devil. That's it. We need to say that every day and ask God for forgiveness. Moving on from politics to the main part of the conversation. Be careful what you wish for. I know sometimes we're always like, I wish this, I wish that, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you might wish for something and it might be far worse than you thought it was going to be, right? Maybe instead of us wishing for something, we should find a way to obtain it without overly wishing for it. Sometimes we want something that maybe we don't need. Sometimes we want something that maybe we don't understand the entire situation. We need to be careful what we're wishing for. We need to understand the full depth of a situation before we cave to it. We need to know that. Living for today. Instead of considering all the things you can't do, where you aren't, what you didn't achieve, blah, 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 all the negativity in life, find the positivity in life. Lately, I've been looking at posh shows and really being involved in my Poshmark life and really having fun. And I've been involved in a lot of great shows with a lot of great girls. And, you know, so we always do prayers for each other and we're always happy and kind to each other. And that has just really lifted up my spirit and put me in a different mindset. Forget yesterday. Live for today and tomorrow. Don't get caught up in what you didn't do. Get caught up in what you did achieve and what you did succeed at. If you want to do something different, find a way and create a path to achieve it. Why you need to laugh? Because the world is full of horror and pain and sorrow and sadness, and laughing will pick you up out of that and bring you into the light. So find a way to laugh. Find a comedian and laugh your ass off watching them, right? Laugh. Laughter is food for the soul.
Look how gorgeous is 21
Don't let bad people change you. There's going to be mean, cruel, irritating, failured people, right? They caved to the music. They fell for the trap. And they're not going to succeed the way you might be able to. Don't let those miserable, negative people cloud your light. Don't let them take away your happiness and don't let them change who you are. Fight against them. Find your light and be the light. Don't let them stop you from being who you're supposed to be. The bad people are going to be bad. You might recognize they're bad, but that doesn't mean you should try to fix it. Instead, find a way to get away from them. Okay? Surround yourself with happy people, not bad people. Nothing beats one day delivery. I'm sorry, but I am addicted to Amazon. I love Amazon. I love getting stuff delivered in one day or 2 days. If I don't have to go to a store, if I don't have to be surrounded by a bunch of idiots in a retail environment, I'm good. And earlier I talked about retail, and I don't think I spent enough time talking about the fact of how much of an inconvenience it is sometimes going to a store and deal with a bunch of incompetent people. And I know others will argue with me and say, like, going to the store is so important. And I just feel like, seriously, when you go into like Walmart and Target, now you have to look for people to ask questions to. And I feel like, why am I looking for people to ask questions to in Target? And why is Target trying to acquiesce to an insane group of people? There's things I don't understand about retail, which is why I boycotted them. And I just took a complete back step from them.
From my morning shows, we have a clearance today. So.
But I think Amazon is the Death Star, and I don't think there's any way to compete against it.
So it's a sad medium.
Moving on from the fact that Amazon is going to beat out anybody else. Wheel of Fortune is what we're going to be talking about on Star Watch Talk. We watch together. First up is Wheel of Fortune. I love watching Wheel of Fortune. I'm not excited that Ryan Seacrest is taking over from my favorite guy. but Pat needs to retire, and we all know it. Game shows. There's so many game shows on. I mean, they're on regular TV. There's actually a game, like, network. I love watching old episodes of Family Feud. I like Jeopardy. I feel like maybe I could be okay at Jeopardy. There's also there's Wheel of Fortune. There's Price is Right. There's so many, like, cool shows. I don't know how I would ever become a part of the shows, but if I ever get a chance, maybe I'll be decent at it. I think Skip should go on, like, Jeopardy. I think he'd be really good at Jeopardy. What's at the movies? Well, me and Skip just went to see Dune for our anniversary on the weekend. We went on Saturday. Not Saturday. Did we go on Saturday? What did we go? We went Sunday. And it was really good. It was really, really good. At first, I was making fun of it, and I think I made fun of it on the podcast, but I'm glad we went to see it. Dan and Heather went to see it a couple weeks ago before Miller came, which is the baby that was born. Happy birthday, Miller. His birthday was on April 10th, April 8th. Very excited about Miller coming into the world. And they had gone to see the movie, and they were talking about it. And I was skeptical about it because I couldn't really remember the end of Dune 1. But honestly, it was definitely a great movie, and I'm glad we went to see it. It left the doors open for them to do a Dune 3. And I don't know about you, but I love sci-fi. So for me, it really checked off all the boxes. There was a lot of darkness and light and, like, depth and, like, a lot of culture that I really liked. And I'm excited to see whatever's next. It kind of reminded me of Star Wars, I'm not going to lie. And I think that's what the most appealing part of it is that it's about this world and this galaxy that you can't see, but it's there. And that's the most intriguing part of it. And I kind of want more. The Tearsmith Unlocked, Love at First Sight, that's still on. Alone, that looks scary. And Poor Things, I don't know what that's about, but it sounds iffy because I don't know. I'm currently watching The Five on Fox. And I don't know what we're going to watch tonight. Maybe we'll watch the, what is today, Monday, WWE, but likely not. Moving on from watching things to eating things. Cherry Pepsi Zero is my favorite Pepsi, hands down. What can we create with SodaStream? Basically anything you want. I think you can, like, mix flavors and do a bunch of things that are really, like, authentic to SodaStream. So get one and get creative. Authentic Mexican food. We had some at Puerto Vallarta. I had my favorite meal, which is basically the only meal I get. The Bendita, the Bandera. Enchilada meal, un poquito. I love it, love it, love it. I can't wait to eat it. We also had the Korean food that we like. We had that Friday, and I can't wait. I think I'm having that for dinner tonight. That's good too. How much do you tip DoorDash? I typically try to tip DoorDash based upon what I'm ordering. Hibachi soup bowl. I don't know what it is, but I found it on Pinterest and I'm tempted to try it. My friends, that is the end of this Monday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. In the darkness, you are the light. You, me, they, them, us. We are not only going to take over the world, but we are going to take over the galaxies upon the galaxies upon the galaxies. Because we are the beginning, the middle, the end. We were here when everything started, and we will be here when everything is over and everything ends as well. The darkness might try to psych you into believing you have no power. Because that's what it's supposed to do. But you have to be more aware of the fact that the darkness is scared of you because you are the light. You have to understand your star power, radiate your star power, and together we have to change everything, because if we don't change everything, there's going to be nothing left. We are everything. We are omnipresent, just like Jesus Christ, which is why I talk about him all the time, because I am nothing but a vessel for his light, and so are you. And I'm not saying you have to believe in God. I'm not saying you have to be religious. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying you're a star. And together we're going to change the entire galaxies of galaxies. Because again, we are infinity, the middle, the beginning, and the end. All at once, all of time. We were here when it ended. We'll be here when it begins again. We are light. and I see you in the darkness, and I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget your star wherever you are. I mean, wherever you are. You could be in Romania. You could be in Uzbekistan. You could be in Rome. You could be in LA. You could be in Venezuela. You could be in Portugal. You could be in Spain. You could be in Africa, South Africa, Switzerland, Germany, or even Australia. You could literally be anywhere. Know you're a light. See you tomorrow.